everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Bad Advice. It is Saturday, 2 o'clock. I am your host, Drew Marks. We are here every Saturday from 2 to 3. You are listening to us live. If you're listening right now at Skid Row Studios, if you want to call in and be part of the conversation, if you have a question you need answered, the number here, 800-893-9562. Make sure you like us on Facebook. You can also send in your questions on the Facebook page, or you can Twitter at Drew's Bad Advice. If you're unfamiliar with the show, just to let you know what we do here, we take questions on any subject at all, anything you need help with, and since we are untrained and unqualified, we will indeed give you some bad advice. We will also take stories from around the world, people I feel need advice, but were too lazy or stupid to ask, and we'll offer them a little help. I am joined, as I am every week, by a panel of very funny people. To my left is Mr. Sal Rodriguez.
You know, just hearing the Bad Advice theme music gets me an erection. Just hearing that fucking music gets me a hard-on.
You don't think it has anything to do with the pill you took?
That too.
Okay. Yeah.
But the music also. The music too.
Very nice. Now, Sal is the co-host of
Registered
Ear Offenders, which is when? Here on Skid Row?
It is on Skid Row Studios right here, Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. I will tell everyone you can also download any and all old episodes of shows. So you can catch up on all of them right here on the Skid Row website. Across from me is Mr. Ron Swallow, who does the Angry Dorks podcast.
Yeah. Every Monday, 6 to 7 p.m. Boom.
Boom.
Listen
funny
to
stuff.
Nerds.
That's
being
right.
Angry.
And across from me, Mr. Ken August. He is the host every Sunday from 4 to 5 of the weekly wrap-up, where I am indeed a co-host. And
with
I'm going to be joined with Ron Swallow also tomorrow.
Wow, this is the first time I've ever officially heard that you're co-host of weekly wrap-up.
Oh,
is this
a
new
thing? Yeah, no, he sleeps over for the weekend.
Okay, you guys just make a big slumber party out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Look, there's prep to be done. Prep, cuddle. You know, you call it what you will.
Whatever you will.
Yeah.
I miss him when he's gone.
Sometimes you need arms around you, people.
Right now, we've got four different show hosts all in the same room.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Pretty amazing.
Pretty cool.
Nick, you speak so rarely on this show that freaked me out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm looking around to make sure other people are hearing his voice that I'm hearing.
Yeah, if you don't know, Nick is our sound engineer guy and also has a huge dick.
Nick Chacon.
Yes.
And the only reason we know that is because he likes to wave it through
dick.
The glass window, which is a little distracting. Well, it's kind of really distracting.
Ladies, if you're listening, call me at 1-800-893-9562 and you can see my huge dick.
Is it Nick or Mr. Dick?
Nick the Dick. You know, people listen to my show. Hey, check us out.
Dick Chacon.
People listen to my show and they've actually wrote in and said, who's the hippie dude behind the glass? We like him.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yes,
awesome. All right. Now, also, I'm going to give a quick shout out. I know for a friend, Pega, I know you're listening. Thank you, honey. Love you dearly. You're fantastic. Feel free to call in.
We love
all right, again,
yours.
The number here, 800-893-9562. I got my buddy Mike, who flew in all the way from Colorado.
Yeah, Mike.
Shout it out, Mike.
Ooh.
There you go.
Nothing makes
now, we're
a
still
show.
Waiting on two people. Raul D is going to be coming in, and Marie Del Preti. We got this room is so freaking full of people today.
Nothing makes the show seem bigger, by the way, than when you mention the listeners by name. That was nice.
Can I also say
we have lots of listeners. I just happen to know one that texted to say she was
enough.
Listening.
Fair enough.
Can I also say that we do have lots of people in here, but we need more big titty bitches. Can we get that?
Nick liked it. Nick loved it.
There was that tranny, Ron. There was a tranny on the train over here with the huge tits.
Those were huge.
Those are the biggest tranny tits I think
she
I've seen.
She did a good job.
You know, for free.
She did a good job cutting off the fucking...
The chest hair?
We got Kirk taking photographs of the show today.
The
Kirk trying to have some bigger titties. Okay, here comes, speaking of big titties, here comes Marie.
Yay!
All right, Marie, welcome to the show. Glad you could make it. All right, listen, guys, we're going to jump right into it because we got a lot to do today. We got questions, we got our stories. This first one, this one's a little strange, like most of the things we do here are not. This woman's name is Terry Graham, who's a mother... But apparently she feels the need to breastfeed her dog in order to, quote, feel complete.
Okay.
Terry Graham, mother of two, couldn't breastfeed her children, but she's now fulfilling her maternal desire in a rather unorthodox way by breastfeeding her 9-year-old daughter's dog, which is a pug named Spider.
When you say orthodox, you mean Orthodox Jewish?
Is that
dog has to be the same sex then, otherwise you can't
do it. As long as it's not a pig, I think they're allowed to do that.
The dog has to be circumcised. That's all you got
to
make
and
sure.
And you got to go right tit to left tit is also very important.
Oh, it's a pig?
No, it's not a pig.
Oh.
It's a pug.
Hey, welcome to the show.
It's a pug named Spider.
I just have
a pig
on the brain.
A pig named Spider would be weird.
Oh. Well, maybe.
Okay. Listen, it says that Graham, 44, said that she knows some people might consider her a, quote, freak.
Yeah, that's correct.
But she insists that her breastfeeding nourishes the dog and makes her feel like a better mom. Aww. She says, having spiders suckle on my boob means I finally feel complete and like a better mother. Nice. Graham, who is from California, claimed that the dog developed a taste for breast milk in 2010 after licking the nipple of a bottle she had pumped for her then newborn son. She says she has breastfed the dog for 2 years.
The problem is only for the dogs that are vegan. Otherwise,
maybe I should have did that because I couldn't produce much milk when I had my kids.
Ladies,
I should have just like got a dog and just and then prep it, fluff it.
This lady's getting fluff your breast.
Fluff your breast.
You think the kid looks at the dog and goes, "I hate that dog now."
Yeah, especially if the kid, you know, especially if the kid has to shit out in the yard because this lady seems to get these people confused. I also, by the way, to her defense, so I also like to feed your dog when I come over and you're not around.
But it involves peanut butter.
No.
And his dick. It does.
Well, breast milk's tasty.
Subtle,
it tastes like rice milk.
Wait, have you tasted your own breast milk?
Asian. I haven't tasted my own breast milk, but I tasted another mother's breast milk.
Well, why wouldn't you taste your own breast milk?
How did that happen?
I don't know. I felt like it was gross to taste my own.
Really?
Really?
No, it's not.
Although, you know, at the airport, because I was traveling with breast milk in packets, they wanted me to taste my own to prove that it wasn't like a bomb or something.
No, TSA is just fetishes.
Yeah, I know. Like, he looked a little shady, the guy. He looked a little shady.
Taste your breast milk,
please. In a room watching on a camera jerking off.
She's actually doing it. She's doing it.
Anyone else tasted breast milk?
I've never tasted breast milk.
I did by accident.
Still hoping.
Oh, wait, you did not by accident.
It's on Ken's bucket list.
I did it by accident.
How did you taste breast milk by accident?
I did not know that she had given birth like a while earlier.
You didn't notice the baby?
Wait a minute. Wasn't there afterbirth?
Still attached with the umbilical cord.
Immediately after.
It's not like we were in the hospital bed going,
"Oh, you just had that baby and you're so hot right now.
Clean this up, I'm kind of horny."
I'm thirsty.
That's awesome.
No, it was like I went to the show and I'm like, whoa, something just like shot out.
Oh, it squirts out.
Oh, I gave birth recently. I'm like, I feel so much less into this now.
Well, wait, so how was it? How'd it taste?
Yeah.
I was too shocked. I just like...
You didn't swallow it?
No.
You Clintoned it.
Nice. There's nothing wrong with it. It's actually good for you. You probably would have been smarter if you would have taken a whole gulp.
Really one swallow and I'm getting smarter?
If you would have... Spider is a very smart dog, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, because breastfeeding raises the IQ. Dog's IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, at the very least, it's
probably
a smart
poops
dog because it's getting some action every day.
I hope the
very
dog poops on the toilet.
Are you supposed to breastfeed for 2 years?
Well, some people do, but I think it's a little weird when you have like an overgrown child, like, you know, pulling down the shirt. Yeah. And we actually had to stop a play date with a kid because my kid was like looking on. This little girl was just like pulling out her mother's boob. And I'm like, she's nice. Three. Like, why is this? It's like everywhere.
Once you're walking,
if you can walk to the snack, maybe it shouldn't come out of the shirt.
Yeah. I don't want to be a tap. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be a dispensary.
It's not a bad
Someone add another keg. This one's dry. What the fuck?
Oh, that's a hell of a party.
Especially when you can't drink. So, you know, a couple of times my kid looked a little sloppy.
Which Chuck E. Cheese? Which Chuck E. Cheese is this? I would like to visit.
All right. Well, I think the advice here is...
Marie should leave earlier. That's the advice I'm giving because I love whatever the hell she just talked about.
Yeah. I love her stories. Now, here's the fun thing. We have not broken our track record of, oh yeah, I've done that.
No.
Oh yeah, because she's a female Vic, right?
So far, everybody's done something anything we've ever brought up. Everybody's, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We've all done something. She's done everything.
No horse fucking, though, right?
Sorry, Daddy. No. I draw the line.
Yeah, that was all shit.
Shetland ponies.
I haven't tried
maybe.
It. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm being judgmental.
Our next story. This one, this is so weird. Now, if you go online, people, you can look this up and listen to it. It's just crazy fun. This woman named Donna, it doesn't give her last name, called a radio station to complain about something.
Oh, no.
And you can hear this. Donna called and complained that she wants deer crossing signs moved so that the deer won't cross in the busy parts of the highway.
She should have breast milk. I bet she wasn't breastfed.
She needed, there's not enough breast milk in the world, Marie.
She probably had a lot of whiskey.
Let me read this. This is great. And she was dead serious. My buddy Mike, we listened to this call. She called up and says, if we move deer crossing signs off the highways, the deer would finally stop running out into oncoming traffic. This is a woman that has hit 3 deer.
She's a murderer.
Yeah. She says, that's the complaint that this one caller in North Dakota aired on the radio station. The woman, known only as Donna, was either, they thought she was hoaxing at first, but it turned out she was not. She thought that her three deer-related car crashes over the past few years were the result of government-posted deer crossing signs that were posted along high-traffic roads.
Like it's a crosswalk.
Yes.
No, they need to post deer crosswalks with flashing lights is what they need to do.
Well, yeah. No, she said, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings in such high-traffic areas. Why are we encouraging deer to cross the interstate? The host replies to her, are you kidding? She then continues, I have a solution. We should put the warning signs in low traffic areas like school crossings. She says, the host says, you seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing signs. Donna appears unfazed by the giggles and snarky responses. You listen to the audio and you can hear it for yourself. She then feels at the end when they kind of explained it, she goes, oh, I feel so stupid. I had no clue these signs were for us.
Whoa.
She thought the deer signs were like, cross here, deer.
Yeah, this woman should be in Congress. She's bright.
I think she's a protege of Palin, obviously.
She's probably going to run for vice president any moment.
Yeah.
Does she see Alaska from her house?
What was her name? Let's be honest. It was Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Sarah?
That's can you even give advice to this person?
No.
Because it's
kill yourself.
You should not
kill
first
yourself.
Of all, don't drive.
If they would give more jaywalking tickets to deer, we wouldn't have this problem.
I agree.
She's got
those damn deer.
Please, please, please don't have any kids.
You know it's too late. There is not a chance in hell this woman has not bred.
This woman 17 kids.
This woman is 42 and she's a great grandmother.
Oh, and I actually liked Sal's idea. We should actually have flashing lights. The second a hoof hits the ground, all the lights flash up.
This woman would immediately drive her car off the road. Into like 14 other
animals.
Look,
it's a carnival.
She just wants an excuse to kill. She wants an excuse to kill. She's a murderer. I think we should dump her off on an island somewhere that we...
Make her drive one of those smart cars so the next time she hits a deer, she loses.
That's fine. I like that advice. That's good.
That's brilliant.
All right, well, our next story. This one comes from China. You know I get some of my favorite stories.
You should
China.
Read it in Chinese, by the way. That'd be awesome.
The title for this one is just dildo removed from man's intestines.
Fucking racists.
Doctors at Shanghai, China's Zhongshan Hospital.
What hospital?
It's a great hospital.
You didn't say it right.
Zhongshan.
That's good.
Zhongshan.
It's like singing.
Removed a dildo from the intestines of a 30-year-old man. Okay. Doctors said the man had inserted the dildo into his body to, quote, enhance sexual pleasure with his wife.
And to scare out the gerbil.
The doctor said if we did not remove the dildo in time, the man could have gone into critical condition.
Did he insert the dildo at the dildo crossing sign?
I think they need more light.
He wasn't breastfed. The doctors were astonished to see such a big item taken out of the patient's body.
Also...
The dildo measured, get this, roughly 9 inches long and 3 inches wide.
Sounds about right.
Is that because Asian men don't have big peepees, so they wanted to have something really large?
I was
going to
say, 9 inches long, 3 inches wide.
That's Drew Marks.
That's a tuna can.
No, that's
not. I mean, a very large.
That's average.
That's average if you're fucking Drew Marks.
Wait, 3 inches wide?
Is that not average?
That's like, dude,
are you
that's
fucking
like
serious,
freaking
dude?
Donkey.
It's about your wrist, right?
Wrist? No, my wrist is very delicate.
Playing the role of Vic today will be Drew Morris. Have I told you how large my cock is?
Nick.
3 inches is not normal, dude.
All right, go ahead.
Put it up against the glass, Nick.
What's going on?
We need to find out what an average 3-inch wide penis looks like.
Drew wants to have a dick off.
Nah, haven't they said that the average size for a penis is like 6 inches or something?
It is. It's 5.5.
But he's talking about the width.
The width is probably 2 inches.
How about the height?
The height.
If you're laying down.
What is the height?
Is it wearing heels?
It's E equals pi.
Look, we get it, Drew.
All right.
Okay?
I'm just kidding.
Back to
Here's the thing, though.
All right, cool.
The best part about this story, what did you say, Nick?
He said, fuck off.
No, I said, let's just get back to the show, because what are you saying? Penis width, length, height, all this crazy shit. So.
All right, well, are you getting hot?
Here's the best part.
No.
Who knew Chinese doctors had a great sense of humor? You know what the doctor's quote was here? He goes, the doctor that removed this reminded the public that it's not the size of the dildo, but what you do with it that counts.
That's nice. Aww, that was really sweet.
I do like the fact that you therefore have deduced that all Chinese doctors have a good sense of humor.
You know what's the best part about this?
I guarantee you, if that story had come out of Germany, you would not have that quote.
That is true, although you don't want this doctor to drive you to the hospital. So still, it depends on which stereotype you bring
fucking
in.
Fucking racist. Drifting. Why do you think they're bad at driving?
Well, my question is, after he put it out, he took the dildo out like an hour later. Do you think the guy just wanted another one?
He probably felt like a little depressed that something was missing.
Now, does that really enhance pleasure with the wife? Like, how does that
help?
Supposedly, if it hits your prostate, it feels pretty good. I've never.
Does that make you gay?
I've had a finger in my ass once, and I got to be honest, that shit hurt.
You stuck your finger in your own ass?
No, a girl did that.
Well, she probably had like a 9-inch fingernail too.
It was a surprise finger, though, so I think that's probably why.
Surprise finger?
Because she was.
It was a 6 finger on her hand.
She was grabbing my ass while we were doing it, and then she was like, "Boop."
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
You're not the only one that makes sounds.
Drew has a lot of sound effects.
I do. We have little sound.
How did it sound when she stuck her finger in?
I just said boop. I don't think it actually sounded.
It didn't make a sound.
Because it didn't make a sound as much as I just went, oh, God. And how about you? This is one of the few times where you can actually give real advice and it's still going to be funny. Hey, how about you don't shove the dildo all the way in your ass.
No, it's suction. It sucks in.
You need a little. You need
what
like
do you
a
mean
little
it's suction.
It's like
only if somebody's kissing the other end. Like you know how you get like a if you're siphoning gas, you have to suck out the other end.
Out.
Well, she probably
you only
know
put
what
6 inches.
She
in,
let it
right.
slip out of her hands. It was her fault. Actually, she was probably shoving
it
in
and
there.
It shot into
that
his ass. Thing?
Yeah, it sucks. It's like an
Acme rocket dildo.
No, your body just has suction, and it just sucks in there.
She used a dildo harpoon gun.
So wait, you pull it out, is it still the ass still grabbing for other things?
I think it's still grabbing for the her hand. She's lucky she didn't get her hand stuck in there.
This is out right now. I know how that gerbil has been stuck in Richard Gere's ass for 3 years now. Now I understand.
It's like a sucking black hole as it just started pulling things out.
It's like an alien. Just your butt just sucks things.
It's like the end of Poltergeist when all the shit is just fucking heading into the ass.
It's air, isn't it? Just like
yeah,
air.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure ass is like just like a black hole.
It's like a backdraft. It's like a backdraft. It sucks the...
I gotta rewatch.
What kind of weird husband do you have?
This is not
That's what
me.
Her husband tells her.
I can't take this one. I didn't expect...
Honey, your ass is just sucking up the room.
He's like, I only know this by rumor. Like rumor.
Here's how an ass reacts.
I heard this from a friend. My friend said that his ass just sucks things in. Mine expel.
Mine does too.
Yeah.
Except for when it makes that cartoon sound effect or something. That's nice.
It actually went like this.
Here's the thing is I don't know if anybody's been in a jet ski, but you wrap something around your wrist in case you fall off. You pull the fucking key out.
Yes.
That's what you have. You better attach the other end of the dildo to somebody's wrist.
Yeah.
Genius.
And not a midget wrist because that person can fall in too.
That's the advice.
Either that or leave a trail of breadcrumbs so at least you know where to find it.
You can walk back out. That's nice.
There's already a trail of breadcrumbs, but I don't think we called it breadcrumbs.
All right. Well, then let's move on to a nicer story. This one out of London. Poor guy. Colin Farmer is a blind man who were apparently cops mistook his cane for a samurai sword and tased him. British police had to apologize for using a stun gun on a blind man after officers mistook his white cane for a samurai sword.
Oh my God.
They were responding to a number of reports that a man was walking through Chorley armed with a samurai sword when they confronted Colin Farmer, who was on his way to meet friends at a pub. Farmer, 61, did not respond to their calls to stop, and one of the officers used his taser gun, which delivered 50,000 shock bolts.
This happened in L.A., and they shot him 35 times.
Despite pleading with the police and telling them he was blind, they tased him and handcuffed him. It then became apparent that this was not the person they were looking for, and officers attended to him straight away.
That's nice.
Yeah.
The constabulary deeply regrets what happened. He says, we have clearly put this man through a traumatic experience, and we are extremely sorry for that.
Well, at least he can't say that again. How can you say that again?
I've lost the whole story after you said constabulary. I don't know what that means.
I will constabulary in the eye.
I thought he was going to constabulary.
The good news is that he cannot identify any of the officers in a lineup.
So. That's true. I almost hit a blind man just now getting here. Yeah. I didn't know what the stick was.
You thought it would be funny.
I thought he was homeless, and I was like, what is he doing with that stupid stick?
I thought he was homeless, so I thought, well, I can hit him.
I'll taste the shit out of this guy.
I thought he was a deer in the crossing. Fuck him.
There was no signs.
There was no blind man crossing. A blind man crossing sign.
Blind people cross here signs, because that should help them.
Punch that guy in the face and go, don't approach me with a fake sword, you son of a bitch.
That's South thing. Well, no, you can't just put up a blind crossing here. You should have flashing lights because that'll help.
Or sirens.
Let's also point out the fact that only in England would there just be some dude out with a samurai sword. Just some guy being like, hey, maybe. I'm out with a samurai sword to terrorize people.
Guns?
No. Samurai sword.
I know. Wait, is that a thing in London? Swords just running around?
I'm just thinking the cops thought he was Rutger Hauer and they saw hobo with a shotgun. Fucking tase that guy.
Isn't there a blind superhero somewhere along the lines?
Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil.
Could have been him. They should have gone after Ben Affleck. That would
have
been fine.
He doesn't actually have a samurai sword.
You can tase the shit out of Ben Affleck. I'm fine with that.
Did I ever tell you, this is actually a true story before we move on to the next story. I pulled into a Big Five parking lot when I lived in Culver City.
Sure.
And just as I pulled in, another car pulled into the lot and parked in the handicap spot.
What a dick.
No.
Jennifer Tilly.
A woman got out of the car. I kid you not. Gets out of the car. She was the only person in the car. Gets out, unfolds one of those blind canes, and proceeds to tap and walk her way into the store. I'm like, wait a minute.
What is she buying?
This person just drove.
Is she the reason all the traffic in his fucking town? Is she the reason?
And then Drew tased her.
How did she get a handicap thing with being blind? Like, wouldn't they be like, sorry, you don't classify because you can't drive this car?
It could be that she's blind within
Dude,
2 feet.
If you are tapping the ground in front of you with a cane.
That's what I'm saying. She's blind.
I don't need you driving.
I'm pretty sure in this town I've been behind people who are driving by sense of smell. So that does not surprise me at all.
That was probably me.
I mean, at least get out of the car with a dog.
Yeah.
Dog roofed.
Did you punch her in the face?
I wanted to.
Man, I wish I was there.
I just wanted to punch anybody. Me punch her in the face?
No, I would have done it for you.
Step aside, going to a sports store.
Let me crack this woman.
Yeah.
What sport are you playing?
Sword.
We should definitely tase her.
I'd tase her. She should have been tased. Okay, next story. Woman eats rocks for 20 years.
What?
Eats rocks. This one.
Where do you find this shit?
People are nuts, dude. That's why we have this show.
Yeah.
Okay. 45-year-old woman has been nibbling on pebbles and stones for the past 20 years, and in that time has consumed more than 1,360 kilograms, the average weight, get this, of a humpback whale.
Whoa.
That's a lot of rocks. The mother of two claims that rocks are her ultimate comfort food. But since marrying her husband, Jim, last year, her habit has taken a serious hit. She says, Jim makes me so happy, I've started eating less. But everyone has bad days, and when I have one, only rocks can make me feel better. She's a care worker for other people. And she says that she keeps a stash of stones in a special kitchen cupboard and enjoys selecting her snacks during romantic walks with her husband. She says, I pick the ones that I like the look of. I like their earthy flavor, so sometimes I just suck the mud straight off.
Oh, man.
She eats rock. That's her husband hot. Eats paper, scissors.
She says her favorite rocks are soft and brittle, but she often breaks down boulders with her special rock hammer at home. This woman lives in Bedford, Virginia. She says she feels better just knowing the rocks are there. They're like a comfort. They're there for me when I'm upset.
This woman will never have osteoporosis, ever.
No, you know what? This is actually good because dinosaurs used to eat rocks and it used to, help their colon.
Yeah, they're doing fine.
They're doing good. Yeah, that's what killed the dinosaurs
is rock-filled colons.
But how many times does she have to call the plumber? I mean, where's she going? Is she just digging up a hole in the backyard and passing out these boulders at every Keystone. Also,
that's true. They do have to come out.
I mean, what goes in, right?
Unless that gives a new meaning to getting your rocks off.
Wait a minute. Don't you usually want to punch Vic in the face for puns like that?
Look how happy he is.
Punch Gus.
Yeah. You can punch me. No.
Her favorite song is Rock of Ages.
Oh, and let me move on my hand in my back, and then you can punch me.
But she doesn't bite into these rocks, right? She just swallows
them. No, she has a special chisel that she uses.
She makes smaller rocks so you can swallow them.
So it's kind of like she likes sand.
That's nice.
No, I wonder if her husband gets jealous because she just sucks the mud off. But you know, poor Jim is like, you know, great.
She's like,
go down on her rocks.
He's like, yeah, you'll.
Why don't you get these rocks off? Huh?
I got rocks for you.
I got your rocks right here.
What if she gets confused and starts chewing on those?
Worst kidney stone ever. It's just like this fucking. Ooh, can't see it. This big right here, about that big.
That's a big
nice.
Rock.
That is a big rock.
The size of a whale she ate, though.
A humpback whale.
Is she overweight? Is there a picture of her?
There's no way a skinny chick is eating that many rocks.
That's what I'm saying. You're assuming a real thin chick. It's like, you know what? My strict diet of broccoli and rocks is really good shape.
It could be a supermodel because she's like, I just, you know, want to eat a grape and a rock. And then I just fill up.
Except there's no way. That just pure gravity, I would think, would keep you from being able to, like, she couldn't be anorexic.
And she can't swim, probably, because she's so heavy.
She will sink.
Would that come out of your ass? I mean, what?
If you eat a rock, it'll come out of your ass.
Yeah, everything comes out of your butt.
How does it? What's the sound it makes when a rock hits the toilet?
Why couldn't you? Oh. No, I missed. Oh, there is no room for a 9-inch dildo.
Yeah, that guy, nothing came out of his butt. It just went in. Yeah.
She's got a rock solid ass.
Oh. Okay, we're going to have to move on just to keep Ron from continuing it.
I will punch Ron in the face.
We were all going to punch Ron in the face today.
I want to punch myself in the face.
Ooh, that sounds hot.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. At least use, my advice is, you know, like we all work in film, you know, they have like the fake rocks. Use those.
Oh, pop rocks.
Little movie rocks. Pop rocks. Oh my God, but what if she eats Coke? Doesn't that make it explode?
No, well, if you go on that, oh, you go on a roller coaster.
Oh my God, you know what would be great?
Not a real myth.
No, if you do like Diet Coke and what's that candy?
There's Diet Cocaine.
Mentos.
Yeah. Mentos.
You know how it like shoots that fountain?
So explode her ass.
Yeah, it would just like shoot at her. What a great little geyser that would be.
She'd be great on July 4th. That'd be awesome.
I love how we want to torture this woman. She sounds tortured enough. She's eating rocks, people. Yeah.
I bet she has 27 kids, too.
Well, she is married, so you guys should see the rock on her finger.
Good God.
We're punching
everybody in the face today.
Less punny, please. Right,
punch me.
This story just proves that, you know, we're not sexist here on Bad Advice. Because we did a story about men. You guys remember when we did the story about butt chugging?
Oh, yeah,
remember
butt chugging.
I was doing
is
it.
When, you know, they drink beer through, you know, a tube in their ass.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Apparently, this is not just for guys. Women have their version. Police say teens are using vodka-soaked tampons to get drunk. Teenagers have found a new way of getting drunk by inserting vodka-soaked tampons into their vaginas.
Oh, nice.
And it's not, apparently, though, it's not just girls. Boys are inserting the alcohol-drenched feminine hygiene products into their rectums.
Oh, my God.
You know this is something Vic has tried.
I was going to have to get a vagina. I didn't know how I was going to do that, but okay.
This disturbing trend, first noted in 1999, said that teens experience rapid onset of effects, lower doses of alcohol are required for intoxication, and that the reduced likelihood of recent alcohol consumption being detected on the breath.
Also reduces your number of friends that you will go drinking with.
It says that apparently this is going on everywhere. It's not isolated to a particular school, city, or financial area. According to a study, students are inventing new ways to consume alcohol that is less detectable by their parents and teachers. He suggests parents become more involved in their children's lives to combat these problems of alcohol amongst teenagers. How do you find out if your kid is doing this?
Listen, you know, your kid wants to drink, he's going to drink or she's going to drink. I mean, like when I was younger, we went on a school trip and we wanted to bring alcohol. So we dumped out all of our, you know, hairspray bottles and we put vodka in there.
And put them in your vaginas.
And we didn't insert them anywhere. We just, you know, drank from it. But I have to tell you, the aftertaste of the hairspray was disgusting.
Of course it was. Forgot about that shit.
You think what do you think the aftertaste of the tampon is like? Here's the thing. And I guess if you're going to do it, I'm thinking that's the original
genius,
Bloody Mary.
I think it's genius, actually. I want to try it.
Kirk likes that one.
I like that one, Drew.
Again, and as if to prove my answer on the dildo guy was right, the string on the tampon is the proof. rarely does anybody have a vodka-soaked tampon get stuck in their ass until they go to the hospital.
No, that string works.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's foolproof.
I think you should use a dildo as a flask. Stick the dildo up your ass, have a release valve, and just fucking shoot up your ass with vodka.
Right in there. Well, according to Marie, it'll just suck the alcohol right out.
It'll suck it right up.
Sucks it in.
Marie has the hungriest ass I've ever heard of.
It's not in my butt.
I love it so much.
Ma'am, your asshole has a blood alcohol level of 0.508.
Hey, in fact, if your vacuum cleaner breaks, all you have to do is put something in your butt, take it out really quick, and then it'll just start sucking all the dirt.
A little ass.
Have somebody drag you by the legs.
Yeah.
Drag you by the legs all over your house.
You can do it like a dog. Nice. You can do it yourself.
I don't see the problem with that
story.
What
if you just put it on like a little roll cart and then you could have like an ass Roomba?
I think that's how the new Dyson works, I believe.
I don't have a problem with that story. I don't have any problem with it. I think it's a good solution to the drinking because they drink less. And they're being creative.
So when your kids grow up and say, hey, we're going to have an ass drinking party, you're good with that.
Well, you know, as long as it's supervised, you know.
Supervised by Chris Hansen.
I know they won't be sloppy drunk because how much can your ass handle? They say you get drunker faster
that way because it doesn't have to go through your intestines. It gets sucked right into the bloodstream.
Yeah. You get drunker faster, but it's still the same amount of alcohol.
Do you have to get an ID with a
picture
of your ass?
That's kind of like soaking your contact lenses in vodka. It just goes right to you.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea.
Well, you burn your... But you know what? I know
what
I'm doing tonight.
Like a motherfucker.
What are you doing?
Good idea.
I'm going to try this out for sure. I'll let you know next week.
Okay. Excellent.
And I'm going to Marie's house.
How am I supposed to deliver the date rape drugs to women now? Ma'am, can you stand up for a second, please? There you go.
I made this drink for your anus.
You're cute. You don't need to, like, date rape.
You don't need to.
He just likes it.
It's only for the hideous monsters that need to do that. They need to resort.
That's on
the inside, no. I'm hideous.
Don't do it.
Look, if Ron Swallow doesn't have to date rape, nobody.
On behalf of this show and Skid Row Studios, I would like to say we, for the most part, do not condone date rape at all.
For the most part.
Way to make a stand.
I'm not cute.
Not legitimate date rape anyway.
No, certainly not.
Oh, look, we're getting political. Okay, one more story, and then we're going to do listener questions. Apparently, dinner and show isn't for everybody. Florida couple Jeremy Kahlo and Tiffany Lynn Bargagnier, both 32, were apprehended Monday by police for allegedly having sex on top of an outdoor table at an Orange County restaurant during business hours. Restaurant manager Tom Murphy told officials that several customers complained about the couple, noting they were in full view of children. Murphy says he initially tried talking to the couple himself, but Kahlo simply replied, "She can't get up at this time."
This was during the day or night?
Yeah. Ooh. It just says they were open. I don't know. Ooh. Murphy says he threatened to call police if Kahlo didn't pay the $101 bill, but the man reportedly wrote a check that contained only the word no on it.
It's a waste of a check.
A scuffle between Murphy and Kahlo ensued, and Murphy and two employees ended up having to hold Kahlo down until authorities arrived. The man is now facing charges for fighting with the manager and refusing to pay his tab. However, he will not be facing sex-related charges because no one who claimed to have seen the act would write statements for the police.
Huh.
Oh. So they complained and then they didn't have the balls to say...
Dude, are you kidding, statement? I would have wrote a novel.
I would have fucking videotaped it with my iPhone. What the hell?
Somebody has this on tape somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a... A couple of friends.
See, here we go, Marie. I've done this. Okay,
Marie's done this before.
I've never done it, but Louisa and Joe, my friends, growing up, like we used to go out to dinner, and we used to have this place in Manhattan that was ours, basically, because they helped build this place. So upstairs, they let us have the room or the part of the restaurant, and they would get drunk all the time and like go off like to a side table and have sex.
I saw a girl giving a dude a hand job under the table once, but it was like.
Very discreet is what you're saying.
We're not even trying to hide this.
Maybe she was fighting it. Maybe
it was at a bar. She was fighting his dick. She was just punching it in a rhythmic pattern.
Punch it.
Marie, does your husband know about your sordid past?
Oh yeah,
he does now. He listens.
He loves.
He doesn't
have you guys ever done the public sex
friends? What? Oh, we've never done public. Have I ever done public sex?
She's like, I don't know, does church count as public?
That would be interesting.
Not if you're on the altar. Only if you're in the pews.
Does a playground count?
Only if you're in the pews.
Playground counts.
In the pews.
Okay. In the park. Nice. We did it once in the park.
Yeah.
An amusement park?
No, like, you know, Griffith Park.
Yeah, an amusement park.
Griffith Park?
Nice. They're on Space Mountain.
Hey, we're on the zipper.
They did it at the zoo, and the animals are like, that's disgusting. Look at him just laying down.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, I think it's time for questions.
Questions.
Remember, if you want to call in, if you've got a question or you just want to join in with one of our questions, 800-893-9562. Our first question, my friend recently came to visit and he brought another friend with him. This girl was extremely large. He sat in my recliner and when she got up, the bottom part broke. I didn't say anything at the time, but who's responsible for that? Should she have to pay? My friend? Me?
You, it's your shit.
Wait, what happened? What broke? Because they were showing me an ugly picture of this guy that had sex with the woman.
Okay, apparently this guy has a friend. Actually, I don't even know if it's a man or woman. They didn't put a name. It says, my friend recently came to visit, and he brought another friend of his with him. So this friend brought this woman who was rather large, and when she sat in the recliner, when she got up, the bottom part of the recliner broke.
Oh.
And you're New Jersey. You've been to Great Adventure, right?
Yeah.
You know how they had like Foghorn Leghorn. That guy. They would have him with the sign. It says, I say, you got to be this tall to ride this ride. You get one of those signs for your lazy boy.
You need furniture.
You gotta can't be this fat in order to sit on this thing. I say, you're way too fat to be on this seat. I think that's fine. Therefore, otherwise, bitch,
but she
you
wants to know. This person wants to know who should
advice.
Pay.
I've got advice. First off, this is advice for us. We need to create a new insurance company that insures fat people for breaking shit.
That's fantastic.
It is really a good idea.
Right? So then she just pays like a $10 copay and insurance covers the chair.
Fat people breaking shit. You know, Ron, I think this is an idea for a new superhero. A fat person that just breaks shit.
Just breaks
shit.
I sit on evil wherever I find it.
If he has home insurance, he can claim it because everything inside the house is covered.
Yeah. I didn't mean to
by their ass.
But does that fall under act of God because God made fat people?
Well, no, she made herself.
No, God is fat. God is the fattest.
If God wants nothing to do with this story.
If this person is you, by the way, Drew, you're just going to return it to Costco like
yes, I would.
I'm totally gangster that way. I would return the chair.
Drew brought back Atari like 3 years ago.
Atari 2600.
It turns out this thing's kind of outdated.
His 8-track.
All right. So, okay. We'll move on to the next question. Hope you helped. Allison wrote in, says, I'm due to get married next June. My husband-to-be does not know that my first lover was his older brother that was killed in Iraq. Do I tell him or keep it a secret from him? The two of them were very tight when he was alive.
You don't tell, and you do it for your country, you cunt.
Well, it's why are you so angry? Oh, my God. It's don't ask, don't tell.
Somebody's still tight in this story.
It's a don't ask, don't tell policy, Drew. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
That's tough. Here's the thing, and this is why, among probably a list of 14 or 1,500 reasons why I'm still single, is that you don't ever want to hear, I specifically don't ever want to hear the word lover with the person I'm with. And that's why, in order for me to be with someone, I have to be the first human being they've ever met.
So you want virgins.
Lover, that's not good.
You want to take out your dick and she'll be like, what's that?
Not me, dude. I want some girl that's banged
what's
a lot
that?
Of dudes.
It looks weird.
So
yes, Ron gets that.
Ron yes, wants a porn yes, star. And,
yeah,
and
not
Gus
even a porn star, just a girl who's willing to have some sex. Because I don't want some chick.
Some sex.
I don't want some chick who's like, man, I'm not really happy. I'm 35, so if I'm meeting someone, she's got to be at least in her mid-20s to, you know, to late 20s. So I want some girl who's like not gotten any since she's 28 years old.
Well, she talks like that. No one's going to fuck her. That's the problem. I take that back. I might fuck her, but most normal people would not.
You hear that, Marie? That's how women talk to Ron. It's like the peanuts. It's like the peanuts. Wah, 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 wah.
That sounds about right.
What does that sound like?
Whenever girls talk, that is pretty much what I hear.
Well, that's what I hear.
Is that
I always hear the Charlie Brown voice. Wah, wah, wah,
until
wah.
I hear
like whenever they're talking to me about feelings, like, you know.
And certain words will come out like suck your dick or
stick this in my ass.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
those words
I hear
I'll
that.
Hear. But until those words, nothing.
Put this vodka-soaked tampon in my ass.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's like.
It was weird. She made some strange noise for 45 consecutive minutes, then said suck your dick, and then went back to that noise.
That would be my marriage.
Is that how my husband hears me? Like, you know what I mean?
Yes, that is.
Yes, it is. Except that part when you said about the ass. Yes.
He's lucky he doesn't wake up with chalk around his body.
Shut up. Wow.
That is nice. If he does, by the way, remind me to give you my phone number.
Excellent.
Okay, well, here's our next one. This comes from Maggie in Palo Alto. Maggie wrote, "My son is a computer genius. He is capable of things few others are. The problem is, I know for a fact that he has used his abilities to cheat on tests at school. I don't want to ruin his chances at getting into a great college by turning him in, but I don't like the idea of him cheating either. What do I do?"
Okay, I have to answer this question.
Okay.
I have to answer this question. Okay. First of all, there's no proof that your kid's a genius if he's cheating. So that's first of all. Second of all, I'm so sick and tired of these mothers coming out saying, "My kid's a genius." Yeah. This woman the other day was just like, "My kid's a genius. She speaks total French and I never taught her and she's three." And I'm just like, are you high? You probably have Rosetta Stone blasting on all speakers in your house, okay? There's probably like visual aids everywhere that's like, oui, monsieur, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't speak French. I'm not a genius.
No, that is true. That is. I remember my cousin, God bless him, fantastic musician. However, he was like four and he would do an impression of the Cowardly Lion and everyone thought he was a fucking genius.
That's
all you gotta do.
Well, and that's funny because
low.
I actually have a joke about a specific thing that happened to me where this couple I knew, a friend of theirs called me and was like, "Man, my baby is a genius." Not like,
First of all, no one with that accent should be coming with the word genius.
"My baby is such a genius."
And I was like, "He birthed." It was like an infant child. I'm like, "It's not your 13-year-old who has, like, took gifted classes. It says his baby." So I'm like, "What makes you think your baby's a genius?" And he goes, "Oh, he reacts to noises faster than other babies do." And I was like, "You know what else reacts to noises? Dogs." They eat their own shit. So, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Hey, my dog is a genius, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
I encounter this all the time with the mommies.
But my advice is if he's good enough to hack into a system
so that he can change his
codes, leave him the fuck alone because he's going to be taking care of you when you're old.
Exactly. Yeah, you could have a little Bill Gates there. He could be a genius if he's doing computer stuff.
I agree.
All these people who just like take random acts, that's like, you know, it's like attributing things to Jesus. You know, it's like.
But wait a minute. Why is computer, anytime anybody's really good at the computer, it's like, he's a genius. It's like, you know what? They've been around so long now that like my grandmother can figure this out.
Like if a guy fixes cars.
Really? Your grandma can figure out how to program code?
If a guy fixes cars, you don't go like, he's a car genius. Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. You do. Well,
when I see anyone who can fix a car, I think they're a genius because I look at it like I might as well shove a vodka-soaked tampon
up
my ass.
The reason people say it's a genius is because you guys, none of you have ever programmed. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, Mr.
Not even a VCR.
Well, the reason behind that is it takes a specific. You have to have a little bit of math skill in order to program.
You could buy programming for dummies.
I know. We have one angry dork here. And he's like, "What's wrong with you people? How do you not know how to do this?
Programming for dummies.
You can't get programming for dummies.
Good at programming."
I will say this: if this woman does have a little Bernie Madoff on her hands, then I would go ahead, let him cheat his ass off, but figure out how you can make money off of it because he's obviously a minor. So you work that kid like a Chinese factory worker until you make as much freaking money off of him as you can.
I agree. I want this kid to fix my credit. That's what I want this kid to do.
And then when he goes to jail.
There's the Mexican guy on the panel.
He's underage.
I don't know what happened to this boy. Let's have another one.
Look, if he's underage, he won't go to jail. So she's in the clear.
That's what I'm saying.
It's true. They go real easy on you. First offense, they go real easy on you. I speak from experience.
Ooh, a little too.
By the way, one thing I will point out today.
Yes.
You know how we have an empty seat here?
Mm-hmm.
Raldi is apparently back on black guy time.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? He called me and because the navigation was telling me how to get an alternate route to here because we're in the middle
of
hell.
Where did you send him?
Huh?
Where did you send him?
I sent him to decline because I had to hear the navigation. I'm like, no time.
So right after the show, you may want to call him back and give him directions.
I know.
We'll get here for next week's show.
He'll be here for sure next week.
Okay. All right.
Really.
Well, I think we've helped Allison as much as we can.
We have helped her.
So let's try this one. Wow, this is a weird one. This was from Kathy in Burlington. Kathy wrote and says, "While lying in bed with my boyfriend after sex, I offered to go make him a snack. I think he was half asleep, but his reply was, 'Thanks, Mom.' Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to get that out of my head. Was it just a casual slip of the tongue, or is there more to it? It really freaked me out."
I assume he was asleep.
Why is he freaked out? I mean, that's how you guys behave. Oh, she was freaked out?
In other words, she offered they were cuddling after sex, and
she offered
to get him a snack, and he's like, thanks, Mom.
Well, it's the way it is. You guys are all like little kids, and we're your mommies.
No, you know what?
Honestly, no.
If she would have said, can I stick a dildo up your ass, and he goes, yes, Mom, that would be...
that would be weird.
That is a bad
slip-up. But it's a sandwich. It's a sandwich. He wanted a sandwich, and he's like, thanks, Mommy.
What's with you guys in the voice?
Was Ron doing a ventriloquist act right there?
The weird part is the entire time she's talked, I haven't heard anything.
It sounds exactly like what you're hearing, by the way.
The times where she was talking about sexy stuff.
It's true, because Marie, I've only heard you on the show prior to meeting today. You're much more attractive than I had envisioned, because you're so funny. Oh. So I was like,
she's an ugly person.
Yeah, like, she can't be attractive if she's funny, you know? But no, you are.
Not insulting to any of the previous women that were on the show, by the way, Ron. I mean, Sal, well done.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, well done.
I'm sure they're not listening.
No, spend the next 12 minutes watching Sal backtrack.
You know the weird part is
how do you say asshole in Spanish? That's right.
I can't believe you guys don't think that's weird. You see now, like,
it's typical.
Everybody has their thing. Like me, you know how, like, and again, I'm going to refer to Sal.
Refer to the Mexican. What?
I know it's the Mexican community. He's like,
Mexican.
Oh, daddy. You know, they do that.
Wait, what was that Mexican accent? What the fuck was that?
It's like, Poppy, do these Poppy.
Chewiest Mexican accent.
That's my Mexican impression right there.
But yes, no, I don't want any girl to...
If a girl calls me daddy in bed, I am done. That it's like, no, we are finished here. Ever.
As long as she's in the bed next to me, she can call me whatever the fuck she wants. I'm fine with that.
I forgot.
She can call me Ron Spall.
No, I have actually had to tell him.
Might call you Ron Spall.
No, Gus is Vic today. Yeah. He's like, whatever. Vic.
It's true. She can call me. I agree with Ken. She can call me whatever the fuck she wants if we're banging. I don't care.
No, she could call me Vic. I don't care. But
I think you're in denial because all you men look at us like mommies.
I don't. You do? I really don't. Like, I'm kind of a neat freak.
You are self-sufficient. That is true.
I am very self-sufficient, so I don't need women
OCD,
for any of that.
So it's different. It's different.
And I don't need them for conversation necessarily.
I do, though.
You do.
I make
mommy
up for him.
Yeah, he needs a mommy.
That's good.
I try not to call anybody by names of people who've abandoned me.
Ron,
I feel bad laughing at that, and yet it makes me laugh, Ron.
I know. That was the whole point.
Nice. That was nice. Well, and getting ready for Ron's 3-minute stand up on the Holocaust.
But hasn't it ever happened to you where you're sick and your woman makes you chicken soup? I mean, don't you feel very like oh, mommy?
No, that's like, you are a good girlfriend.
Nice. Oh,
yes.
I don't ever make that leap to the person that I put my penis inside.
Look, admittedly, I'm a sick fuck.
Oh, you have an Oedipus issue.
Your penis was technically inside.
No, I have just the opposite. I don't want any connection. I do not want
that. I don't
want
to bum you up, but your penis was technically inside your mother at one point.
What is wrong with you?
Your penis.
How dare you,
sir? I'm not claiming to be a scientist here, but...
Hey, I need a penis, too.
I don't... Here's the thing.
Yeah, Marie creates penises.
I don't anything that happened since I was younger than 12.
What?
What's that, Drew? What's that, Drew?
I do not count anything that happened since I was younger than 12.
Because that's when you became a man.
Yeah.
In the Jewish tradition, I'm now a man.
Man.
Didn't you ever, you know that little joke with the kid, you know, the father walks in and he's doing his grandmother on the floor and the father's like, what the hell? And the kid's like, hey, you fuck my mother, I fuck yours.
That's a classic.
You went too far.
You've taken this show to a new level.
Here we go.
Son of a bitch.
This one is a very sensitive one, so I'm sorry Vic's not here.
Uh-oh.
But this comes from Danny in El Monte. I'm assuming Danny is not that old.
What's their name? What's their name?
I have a date with a girl I really like coming up, and I want to make it special, but I'm not sure what to do. Any suggestions?
Anal.
That was the correct answer.
Oh, it's a boy?
Yeah.
Wanted to go out with a girl?
Yeah. And he wants to make the date special.
Aww.
So what does he do?
Buy her a diamond ring.
Don't call her mom.
The problem with this question is I'm supposed to say like bad advice to this guy. So.
You want to give him good advice? Go ahead. I'll wrap it up.
What? Good advice?
Yeah.
I feel bad because he's young. This guy's worried.
I think are great. And also you get to talk to them and be near them. So if you can, you know, do the brush up thing, putt-putt. Putt-putt or a museum?
A museum? What?
Yeah, both of those are fun. Museum makes you look smarter, which is always good.
Well, that explains it. I was going to ask you, what's a museum?
But
I didn't know what that was.
Fair enough. Putt-putt's fun because you're like knocking balls around, which makes them think about knocking your balls around.
Whoa!
You see what I'm saying?
Or hitting you with a mallet-like object.
Yeah, that's hot, too.
Well, there's balls and holes. I can see that.
See what
I'm saying? I have tried that, but by hole six, I was losing and I stormed off. That was a problem. I don't like losing.
Oh, if you're competitive, that's a problem. I lose on purpose, generally, or I just play for fun.
No, you know what? That would be good for me because I'm good for three strokes.
Danny, I got a little advice for you here. Okay, nothing makes something special more than having a good memory of it. So I recommend you videotape everything that happens with her. But here's the thing. What makes it special is if it happens as a surprise. So don't tell her that you're videotaping what goes on between the two of you. And you get to surprise her with it later. And nothing will surprise her more of a video of you two having sex than her finding it randomly on the internet.
I know what he could do. He could bring a rabbit. You know.
A live rabbit.
No, not a live rabbit. You know, the rabbit.
The rabbit. Yeah. Nice. That's true. But listen, make sure you use it correctly and don't put it too far up into your intestines.
Yeah, don't put it in his butt. You know, don't put
but it in soak it with vodka first if you do.
A little vodka pre.
I'm so glad we can give
a vodka lube. Is that what you're saying? That's a good drink. I'd like a vodka lube, please.
That's a good name.
That actually should be the name of every alcoholic drink.
Vodka lube?
Something lube, because it's lubing you up to finally make some bad decisions.
Yeah, exactly. Danny, whatever your date involves, it should involve alcohol. And I don't care if you're underage.
That's true. I got drunk on the first date with my husband. And really, like, we laughed, we cried, we played strip poker.
You cried before or after sex?
We didn't have sex. We played strip poker. And it was kind of fun because my girlfriend came home and we both had no clothes on, so we put the pillows on our bodies, you know, to cover ourselves.
Hold on. You guys were together, you both got drunk, you played strip poker, and then we're supposed to believe that it stopped there?
It did. It did.
You know what the great thing is?
Not one
witch. Yes, what I tell you.
Not one other person on this panel, when she told that story, heard...
No, I heard every word of that
well,
story.
I'll tell you this. My girlfriend actually started playing strip poker with us, too.
Oh, that's funny.
We're listening.
I've done that before. We just played strip poker, and I was like, all right, that was nice. And then we all went home.
Yeah,
okay, all I heard when Ron was talking was, me.
It is a game. You know,
Ron,
we stuck to
I don't
those.
Normally use this word, but I'm just fag.
I banged the girl later. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
And all right, you're far less. Jim.
Okay. He was a gentleman.
Well, our next question, I hope we were able to help, but here we go. This one is from Daniela in Monrovia. Daniela wrote in and says, my boyfriend likes to have sex first thing in the morning. I prefer it at night. But after working all day, he's usually tired. I just feel gross in the morning before I shower. So how do we work this out?
She has to have those Swispies to brush her teeth right by the bed.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Swispers, these like little toothbrushes that have toothpaste on it already
automatically.
Yeah. And she can just pull it out of the nightstand because everything's in there.
And then have a bottle of water with you.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
And
done.
Where do you spray?
She can get it at any CVS.
Well done.
Yeah. Wait, it has water. Where are you spitting?
What? You don't spit.
You swallow it.
Oh, you swallow the
toothpaste. Yeah. So you take a little in the morning, whatever.
I think that's what her husband wants her to do.
Take a little in the morning.
Yeah, you don't want to get her into the habit of spitting too early. So
also, here's another idea. Move the fuck out of Monrovia. What are you doing?
Isn't that where Dracula lives? Monrovia.
I'm pretty sure.
Transylvania. Monrovia.
No, you guys, we're reading this wrong. It's actually morning, M-O-U-R-N-I, and he likes to fuck after funerals.
That's depressing.
No, also,
morning
also,
or
you should
are
just,
you a morning or evening sex person?
Well, I mean, you know, it's
or
kind
like
of,
June.
No, it's kind of nice in the morning. Well, not early. I do like to like freshen up. I'm with her on that one. I don't really, and I want him fresh. I don't.
Yeah, after work isn't
like.
Well, where are you guys running while you're sleeping? What is with the freshen up?
Well, you know, like freshen up your mouth. You know what I mean? I'm not going to kiss you if you have
the only kind of sex I will have in the morning is doggy style.
That's because your dog is laying there.
Ken.
All right, next week, five people.
Marie, what Drew is asking is, do you like to have sex at 2:54 Pacific Standard Time? That's what he's asking.
Is that like early? Oh, that would be great. That's like the night, though. I like it anytime. I don't care.
Yeah, I agree.
Like you agree? That
she likes it anytime, and so do I.
We all agree. Marie likes it anytime.
You like it anytime with Marie.
First off, this dude, also, this, let's get a little Vic here. Dude, you are a man. No. You fuck that girl. You fuck your girlfriend and your wife anytime she wants you to have sex with her. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Get a little. Dude, and also. Tired isn't your excuse. You're a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Like, I am never tired for sex. Like, if she's, like, in the mood for sex, I don't care if I've been running for 18 miles. I've done 400 push-ups. I'm going to get my dick in there.
Oh, my God, Jersey
Shore. Even if it's soft. I don't care if it's soft. I'm going to shove it in.
I'm going to use a shoehorn.
God, he sounds like Snooki.
Totally
dicked
up on that. That was nice.
It's like a Nookie Snooki.
Way to Vic up on that one.
Yeah.
That was very good. Okay. We got time for one more, I believe. This one says, this is from a guy named Eric. Eric wrote in, says, how do you keep a roommate from eating your food? He almost never goes shopping, but he eats whatever he finds in the fridge. He's cool except for that.
Lock your fridge.
That's easy.
Lock your fridge?
Yeah.
That's not going to do it.
No, kick him out. No, no, no. What you
I have
do
an idea, but go ahead.
Is you put some poop inside of your spaghetti.
You put a little
I already
pube
hate this
right
story.
Go
ahead.
A little pube, something along those
little
lines.
Little pube, you go. Short and curly.
Put it right
there
in there,
top.
And then let him eat it, and then point it out to him. Oh, yeah, sorry. Put some poop in there. you're gonna keep eating my food, you piece of shit?
You got to make sure the short and curly is placed in the top middle of everything you own. If it's not seen, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't
and it's your pube, so it'll be all right. It's your
well, pube. Couldn't he die from that?
Good.
From a pube?
Well, he might have bacteria
Seriously?
On it.
No,
he's not. If you could die from a pube, I've killed almost every woman I've been with.
You come up with, I assumed you had a pube sandwich
hey, look, Marie,
for lunch.
Marie, I'm going to go out on. Marie, I like you and I'm not saying anything bad about you, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you've sucked a few dicks in your life.
Right? I have it, Ron. I'm innocent.
If you're going to eat a pube, Mike said, just wash it down with some rocks.
I miss Vic.
Nice work.
Vic doesn't attack me.
I've got similar advice, but I think it's a little better. Here's what you do, Eric. You just sit your roommate down and explain, listen, I jerked off into one item in the fridge, but I'm not going to tell you which one it is.
I've done that, but I never told my roommate. That's a better idea. I should tell him. That's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah. Just one. So if you want to continue to eat the food, it's like cum roulette.
Would you like the cum soaked sandwich behind door number one or the cum soaked sandwich behind door number two?
But maybe he likes that excitement, the thrill of figuring out which one it is.
Well, then you may have the wrong roommate.
Yeah.
Back to Craigslist you go. Yeah.
You've
got a bad roommate.
This ranch dressing is great.
Here's the idea. Next time you see him eating one of your pieces of food, just go up and punch him in the face so fucking hard. Oh, no, okay, I'm sorry. That's just a fantasy I have.
That should work well with rent time.
All right, listen, nice. I want to thank everybody for being here because, guys, I want to remind you. Now, listen, November 7th is our first live Bad Advice show at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank.
Oh, it's going
to
be
Remember
awesome.
Remember to, you know, write in or call and you can get as many free tickets as you'd like. We're going to be doing it at Flappers in the main room, 10 p.m. I want to thank Ken August. Listen to us tomorrow, 4 to 5 on the weekly wrap up. We got Ron Swallow with Angry Dorks podcast.
Fuck yeah.
Make sure you listen to that. Marie Dalpretti, very funny lady. You'll see her on our live show and you can see her also. What's your TV show?
Nick Mom's Parental Discretion and Nick Mom's Night Out. You can check it up every night.
Excellent. Yeah. Check that out. We got Sal Rodriguez.
Registered Ear Offenders every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I am Drew Marks. We will see you next Wednesday. Thank you for your listenership.
Bye, Raldi. Figured maybe he'll show off in a little bit.